Well, this table, like every table, is about nourishment. The nourishment of body and soul. As we gather around this table today with Christ in our midst, we are given all that we need to strengthen us, to steady us, to embolden us, to live the open-hearted life to which we are called. And so it is for us to come, every last one of us as we wish, with all that we are, to receive into our hands, into our very beings, these earthy gifts that somehow join us with Jesus, who assures us all that I am with you through it all. So this morning, you'll find at the front of the sanctuary here two stations, suggesting that you make your way forward as you wish by way of the center aisle. And there, take or receive a piece of bread, dip that in the chalice of juice, and just allow all of that goodness to become a part of you. This morning, Bev is our roving server, and somehow or another, she will be making her way with bread and the chalice, and for you also, should you wish to be served right where you're seated, if you were just to raise a hand, she would know you would like her to come your way. All our bread this morning is gluten-free, and each one of these chalices is filled with grape juice. And tucked inside the order of service today is our prayer of thanksgiving, and I would invite you to join me in offering this. The Holy One is here. Let us open our hearts. We do give you thanks, wondrous God. For in the beginning, when the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, your spirit moved, brooding over the watery chaos. And yet through the ages, the world has known deep darkness. Greed, ignorance, and fear have torn the web of relationships. You send us prophets and poets and stars to light the way. You raise up leaders. As a child, he was carried by his parents, refugees fleeing danger. He opened his heart to the Neither birth nor death diminished him. In all things, he shares our vulnerability. And so, with all that is seen and unseen, we join our voices to sing your praise. He was betrayed. Jesus shared a meal with his friends. As he lifted the bread to bless it, it was as though his whole life was gathered up in that loaf. He thanked you. "My body," he said, breaking it to share with his friends. "Eat this. Let it become part of you. Do this in the awareness that I am with you." He thanked you for it and passed it to them, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all, that the power of forgiveness may be released among you. Whenever you do this, remember me." We remember also and hold in the light of your love the whole creation in need of your saving grace. Pour out your Spirit upon us and upon these gifts. Make us one in love for you and the whole creation. Our Father, our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.